Welcome to the Elementary Librarian Podcast, where we discuss simple tips and tricks to help you take your school library to the next level. And now your host, Jocelyn Sam.
Welcome to the Elementary Librarian Podcast. Today, I'm so excited about my special guest, Shannon Miller. She is a person that I have been following for some time now on Twitter. I'm not sure she ever sleeps with her tweeting frequency, and I'm so excited to have her on today. We're going to be talking about National Poetry Month. Welcome, Shannon.
Hi, thanks for having me. Yeah, I don't get a lot of sleep, but it's
Yeah, I follow a lot of people on Twitter, and it seems like every time I log in, like, there are always tweets from you. It doesn't really matter even what time it is. So I think that's pretty awesome. I mean, you're just always out there, just always advocating for libraries and just giving people really awesome ideas. So thank you for just being a great inspiration to me.
You too. It's so fun to get connected on Twitter and have, you know, new friends and meet people. So it's exciting to talk to you too tonight.
Yeah, this is really fun. So today we're talking about, I put a post out on Twitter a couple of days ago, just kind of wondering, what do people do for National Poetry Month? Does anybody have some really cool ideas they'd like to share? And Shannon was like, hey, yeah, I have some things that I do, and I would love to share them with you. And so that's how we kind of got it together and started looking at National Poetry Month. So first of all, let's talk a little bit about you, Shannon. Tell us about yourself, where you are. And I know you do some really cool things, like with some different organizations. If you can maybe mention some of those, just so my listeners kind of know where you're coming from.
Yeah, I would be happy to. Well, I am a district teacher librarian at Van Meter Community School in Iowa, and it's a small rural town right outside of Des Moines, about 20 miles. And I've been the librarian there for 7 years. Before that, I graduated, took care of kids for 13 years. I have an art degree, an elementary ed degree, and then I went back to school and I got the library job and got my master's in library science. And so I've been at Van Meter for 7 years. My daughter now has graduated, and our littlest one is 8, and he's in third grade. So I'll be there a while, and I love it. I love my job, and I love our community and working in our school. So it's really a lot of fun every day. Outside of my library job, I stay super busy. I also am a educational consultant for Mackin Educational Resources, and they are a company that works with different publishers. They are located in Minneapolis, and I do consulting and presenting and writing for Mackin and several other publishing and different companies too, writing and different things that kind of are on a consultant capacity. And then I'm really involved in AASL and ISTE and our state organizations, and I serve on a lot of advisory boards and different kind of committees and things from anything, you know, to state to local levels, you know, all the way up to things that are in our country. I just recently, I'm one of the co-hosts for TL Newsnight, and I just recently took on also our Iowa Ed Chat is going to add 3 people. And so I'm going to be one of the new co-hosts on that too. So that will be fun also. It's a little fun to talk about all this, and then I take a deep breath. I'm like, wow, I do a lot. So
Yeah. You really do. I mean, I'm kind of amazed when I read through your blog, and I'll actually put a link to that on my show notes today. If you haven't checked out Shannon's blog, I highly recommend it. I mean, it's really great. She really goes into great detail about the things that she does, and I really don't know how you do it.
I love what I do. You know, it's just so fun, and I just really like helping people, and I love, you know, I think being a teacher librarian, as you know, we love helping our kids and love teachers, and I think now because of social media and all the ways that we can connect through, you know, social media and going to conferences and workshops and places, you know, that maybe you're working as a consultant, you get to help so many other people too. So definitely my passion, and it's been a lot of fun. And it's funny because this week we have conferences, and on Thursday I go to Seattle and I present on Friday, and then I'm flying a night flight down to Florida, and I'm taking 8 days there with my family. So I'm really glad. I'm going to unplug for a little bit. That'll be fine.
Yes, I would say you definitely need a break about this time.
Yeah,
so that's awesome.
Good.
And I actually heard about you first from a colleague of mine who had heard you speak at an event, and I'm not exactly sure which event it was, but it's been a couple years ago. And she was telling us, I think, about Symbaloo, so maybe it's something you had talked about regarding that. But anyway, she just spoke very highly of you, and that's how I started following you on Twitter. And so, yeah, that's really great.
Yeah, thanks. That's nice. I know I do a lot of, you know, presenting at conferences around the country and meet so many great people. So it's fun, you know, to catch up with people that we've met on Twitter and you know, Facebook. And, you know, if it's even in different things like this, when somebody listens to a podcast, then I think that's one of the best, you know, parts of all of the ways that we're connected. So I appreciate you reaching out to me. It's fun to hear those stories.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm very excited to have you here. Let's start talking a little bit about Poetry Month. When did you start participating in National Poetry Month? I actually did a little bit of research before we started the call, and National Poetry Month has not really been around that long. I think this is its 10th year, according to the website that I looked up. So how did you find out about it? How did you get involved?
Well, we've done things probably since I've been at Van Meter. We've celebrated really, you know, by doing some really great things within our own school and also with others, you know, globally, I think probably for the last like 4 years, probably. I had heard of Poetry Month, and then I heard about Poem in Your Pocket Day. And so that's when we really started kicking off, you know, to have a lot of fun. The teachers at our school, too, have always celebrated Poetry Month. And so April is when, really, as a whole, our whole school is doing things where they're focusing on poetry and they're doing different things in their classrooms, too. So it connects really well to, you know, what we're doing in the library.
Absolutely. Why do you think that poetry is really important for our students?
Well, I think that there's a lot of reasons, you know, why it is. I think for a librarian and for the kids, you know, coming to the school, not just do they love to check out, you know, books from the library that are poetry books or find e-books online, but they have so much fun when we read them together or they're being read out loud, and that play on the words and the different types of poems that they can create and their writing. And we were doing a lot of things right now with our little ones, especially, you know, we only have about 45 days of school left probably, and just getting to make sure that they are able to, we're doing some word processing kind of stuff in Google Docs, and the little ones, even, you know, having them make up really simple name poems is what we were doing about a week ago. And you know, just having so much fun with those words and having so much fun learning about the different types of poems and pulling things out that kids have done in the past. It's just every child, I think, loves poetry and poems. And there's so many fun activities to do. And now with so many online type of, you know, either interactive sites or apps that we have available, they're able to do that. I show them, I really highlight the Symbaloo that we have set up, and I can share that link with you, that we have set up with all kinds of interactive sites and places that the kids can, you know, read poems and find different types of poems and poetry, but also for them to be able to create any time of the year, not just in Poetry Month, and that's a Symbaloo that they go to very often. And if they have a choice, those are the apps that they will go to also create. So it's really fun, you know, to see that. And I think it's cool, too, because everybody in the school thinks that poetry is important. And so, you know, when it's April and it's Poetry Month, the teachers get so excited and I get so excited. But that really, really carries through, I think, to the kids, too, how excited that they get for it, Poetry Month and poetry throughout the year, too.
Yes, I agree with that. I've done poetry in my library for the past several years, and it's always surprising to me the children who are good at it are often not the children who are good at a lot of other things. Have you found that?
Yeah, and that's a good point that you're making, because I think that there are so many ways that we can, you know, there's a different type of poem, or, you know, a different poem that we can find about anything. And we did these meme poems with my friend Mrs. P last year, and we were just talking today back and forth on the internet, and Mrs. P, or Kathy, she said that she really liked that activity. And I, you know, was recalling like how fun that was for kids, because just like you said, it was like every child was proud of that name poem that they made, because they all had something to share, and there was like no, you know, wrong answer. They just all really liked it. And I think they have so much fun with the words and so much fun with the sounds and the different, you know, rhymes and rhythms that we hear. And so I agree. I think it's really fun for them to do it. I think they have a really good time doing it, so they become successful. And they don't have to be super long. You know, that's the thing too, that some kids that maybe struggle with, you know, writing, you know, something that's maybe longer, or something that maybe has to, you know, be, you have to write 5 paragraphs or whatever it might be. With a poem, if they even have a choice about what they're writing or the different types of poems, then they could all be successful or bad.
Exactly.
One thing that I did too, and this might be kind of the wrong time to talk about it, but it's a good time. One thing that I have done too with poetry that has really brought success to all the kids is, you know, with the use of iPads or even like my phone, giving it to kids and having them use the app. We use SoundCloud, and you can use any app that records, you know, like the podcasting app or whatever, GarageBand, whatever you want to use. And if they make a poem, either write it or make it in one of the interactive programs, I just hand them, you know, my phone, or I tell them to get an app or an iPad and then open up that SoundCloud app, and we have a channel set up. They're all set up to that, and they can just, you know, read it then. And so that even, you know, makes them even more successful, because they don't have to worry about writing it down or worry about, you know, sending it to somebody or even losing it. They make this great poem and then it's gone forever. But with this, they can take, you know, a snapshot, and they can have that be, you know, the picture for the poem that they record, and they can all have that, which has been really super fun to see, because they love doing that, where it's, you know, there forever and their own little voice saying their poem too.
Yes, that is so cool. I can imagine that they are so excited to share that in a way that they might not be so excited to share the written work.
Yeah, I think so too.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome. So you talked a little bit about you had a Simbaloo, and for people who out there who don't know about Simbaloo, I will put a link to it in the show notes. It's a visual, I don't know what you would call it. It's not a pin board per se, but
it's a bookmarking tool. Social bookmarking tool.
Yeah, and it's very visual. It has little pictures, and it's basically just web links, and you can put it on your web or on your home screen or on your home page, and students can just click those visual links to get to various places on the internet. So it's a little bit safer than them typing things in.
Yeah, it's awesome, and they can get to everything anywhere. You know, if it's at home, if it's at on an iPad, if it's at school, if it's in their classroom, because it's social, you know, it's online, it can all be, you know, shared just really quick just by giving that URL. So it's
and that's really a whole podcast in itself.
No, I love it. Yes, I'd be happy to do that with you, because absolutely love Simbaloo. So
yeah, it's such a cool tool to use. I've seen it at a few different things that I have done. So anyway, it's really cool, and I hope that you guys will check it out. Let's talk about some of the activities that you and your students will be doing during this April, during National Poetry Month. I know that you have several blog posts about this, which I will link to. If you could just spend a few minutes just describing what you guys will be doing.
Yeah, well, we just, you know, we're kind of in the initial stages of planning, and we just got done with World Read Aloud Day last week, and last week I did start a Google Doc, and I just, you know, simply kind of put it's a Google Doc for anybody to connect on, and so all of you can connect, and anybody in the world can start connecting with others to, you know, do activities with your school and your classroom and your library. And it's a public one, and so I'll share that link with you too. And just start, you know, making your schedule for Poetry Month and also for that week of April 24th. I think it's April 21st through the 25th, and Poem in Your Pocket Day is April 24th, but that's on there too, and just start making plans. And we did things last year, you know, this was the first part of our Connecting for Poetry Month, was just making connections. And then we did all kinds of things. Our little ones had a poetry slam, making name poems and sharing them with Mrs. T. We did some collaborative writing and making poems with people using Padlet and even a Google Doc. We read some, you know, books about poetry, and then we shared with my friend Andy Clemens. We did one in a Google Doc, which was so fun, and then we did one also using, you know, Padlet, and the kids can see that, you know, when you're both on, when Andy's in Georgia and I'm in Iowa, or whoever we might be connecting with, the kids can even see that, you know, building and them creating that big collaborative poem together, which is really fun. We also did a the first annual poetry summit, which was awesome, and it was me and Meter and five other schools. There were, I think, two in Canada, and the other ones were in the States, and we invited not just schools, but we also had different people who connected with us, poets and author, and we had, I'm trying to think, we had Robert Forbes, and we had some wonderful poets who, I think Glennis Redmond was one of them, who was a performance poet, just did a great job, and it was just so much fun to connect the kids. And we spent, like, I think it was probably 3 hours in the morning just in a live Google Hangout, having kind of a poetry slam with the schools, and then having our special guests do some reading of poetry and sharing of the different, you know, experiences that they have had. And so this year, on, I think it is May 16th, we're having our second annual Poetry Summit. And I'll share this link with you also. It goes to a S'more, which goes to then our schedule. And you can even sign up to also join in and get involved. And so that's going to be really exciting, too. And I think we're doing it this year with our 5th and 6th graders. And other schools do it, you know, with all kinds of grades. And so that's been really great, too. But just all kinds of fun things and, you know, really, the sky is the limit on, you know, how creative we want to be. I was just setting up a game to play with my friend tonight. I wanted to, there's a new tool called Flip Quiz, and I was, you know, trying to kind of fool around that with even Poem in Your Pocket Day. So always looking for new and great ideas, you know, from all of you too. And so I love this time of the year so we can kind of gather all of our ideas together.
Absolutely. Tell us about the Poetry Summit. Exactly how does that work? Is it something you do on Skype?
We did it in Google Hangout. And so we used Google Hangout on air. And we, you know, you can only have 10 people at a time. And so we would invite, we had all the schools, the main schools that we still have this year, were the ones that were on there the whole time, and then we invited our other guests kind of in and out of the Google Hangout. And so, you know, like the poets that we had at first, or if they were entertained or whatever they might be for the special guest, then when they were finished, then we would invite another one in. And it was cool because our kids have, they have iPads this year, and last year we used, I think they had laptops, I think is what they were using, and just writing things in kind of a packet that we had. And we had, you know, a back channel going with the kids. They did some writing as we were going, you know, kind of keeping track of the different things that the special guests, you know, were talking about and sharing. And then we had, our kids had an interview. They would apply an interview if they wanted to be like an MC for the event. And each school had so many, you know, people that they were kind of the announcers and in charge. And then they also could submit poems, and they were chosen too by their call them classmates and teachers. And then those are the kids that got to share their poems during the summit as well. And so it's, you know, we still have, we've just, not just started meeting about it because we've, you know, kept this conversation going all year, but the planning really is, you know, just really kicking off and starting, and we're working on it a lot. And so it's going to be fun to see where it goes this year, because we really want to get more people involved in joining in. And, you know, you can watch live, and also, you know, just even use Twitter, because we had a hashtag that we used and different things. And so it was really fun. And, you know, in other schools, you know, you can do the same things or join in too on our poetry summit, because we would love to get more people involved, any grade level at all. So
that sounds like a lot of fun. How did you get permission, like, for these students to participate in this? Was this like a special thing, or do they sign a blanket permission at the beginning of the school year?
Yeah, our kids at the meter, they just have, we have something in the summertime that goes out that says, not necessarily if they can participate, but just, you know, knowing that their kids are going to be, you know, photographed and videotaped and online or whatever it may be. And so our kids are participating all the time, you know, from the first week of school until the end of the school year, in, you know, virtual connections and being online in tweets and blog posts and all of their projects that they're doing. You know, even our kindergartners are publishing things that are online. And so that takes care of anything that they might be doing, that statement, the paper that they get during registration time in the summer.
Right. That's just a question that I feel like people might have, and myself included, because the district that I work in, unfortunately, is really backward when it comes to technology. And it's so unfortunate, because I think that the students lose in that situation. And so, you know, I'm a big advocate for educational technology and not holding us back. But that's another podcast for another day.
It's just so important. And, you know, that's part of, is, you know, these type of activities, just like World Read Aloud Day we celebrated for the whole week last week, you know, that's part of our, even our curriculum, K-12, and part of that, you know, just they're digital citizens, and part of the tech, you know, and information literacy curriculum, and it all ties together. And so this is a perfect way, but we do a lot of educating to get the support of our parents and our teachers and our community from the time, you know, before they're even in school. And so, you know, by doing all these connections, you know, our kids are meeting, you know, those goals. So it would be very hard. I hear you when, you know, saying that it would be hard to be in a district that didn't see that, because it's just the world that we live in. And so that would be tough.
Yeah, that's the way I feel about it. And, you know, it's really hard, especially in the district that I'm in. I'm in a fairly large district. And so it's hard, because you want to voice your opinion, but at the same time, you know, it's really frowned upon. So,
yeah, you do. I know. Well, I'm glad that you have, you know, that you're doing a good job, you know, through the podcast and getting, you know, people connected and hearing stories, because I think that inspires not just us as librarians, but also, you know, for administrators and families and communities, like, to hear these, you know, stories too. So it's a good thing.
Absolutely. Yes, yeah. Yes. I mean, people need to know that the library is a happening place. So doing my best to get that out there. So
that's good.
Okay, so we talked about what you guys are going to be doing, and of course, I will link to your blog post so people can get more information about all of the different activities that your students will be participating in. What are some online resources that you would recommend for National Poetry Month? And I know that we've already talked about your Symbaloo and that there are a lot of links in there, but is there anything else that you can think of offhand that maybe people might want to check out?
Well, also even just the poets.org, from the Academy of American Poets, that's a nice website. And on that website is also where you can go to, like, Poem in Your Pocket Day. They have a page for that as well. One thing that you can do right now too is just on the front of that page, and it's just www.poets.org. And on the front of that right now, you can even order a free poster, which is really, you know, fun to get and to put up. I always put my associate and myself in there so we can get a couple extra posters too. And it's neat to, you know, get those and have them up, and you can sign up to get like their newsletters and little different places to celebrate and different things. But also then on that Poem in Your Pocket Day page, you can, I ordered a book a few years ago, and it was kind of fun to have. It was kind of a good way to kick off, you know, having some different poems and having some ideas for the kids. And so we use that too. But just even just Googling, when I was getting ready for this tonight, just kind of pulling up some of my old stuff, you know, there's a lot of things out there that people have done on blog posts, and especially in the last 2 years. And so I think just reading some of those past, you know, Poem in Your Pocket Day events and ways that people are celebrating is really fun too. But I was going to look on my symbol real quick, because I know that even different places, you know, that are websites for kids, you know, during not just Poetry Month, but all through the year, there's so many places that you can look to that, you know, PBS and Scholastic and different websites that have things for kids that have to do with poetry. And so that's kind of why our kids like going there too, because PBS has these great videos that they like to watch. And, you know, there's all kinds of places that like, from Read, Write, Think, that have different interactive poems that they can make. And so definitely check out the Simbaloo, because those are just kind of, I've, you know, added to that over the years, different places that people have, you know, recommended, and the kids have really enjoyed, you know, creating and reading and finding different things on those sites too.
Yes, I was going to mention Scholastic, because as I was looking for some different things, I found some things on there that were interesting. And I will look around at some different library blogs and see if I can find, you know, some posts from people who are doing some cool stuff. I know a lot of people do the book spine poems. Is that something you've ever done before?
Oh, yeah. And we have some blog posts about that. And you know, we've done that with other schools, too, where, you know, you've had like maybe, you know, you could have as many schools as you wanted, or even just in your own school. We had it 1 year that we invited. This was one of the first years, I think, that we probably celebrated. And we just invited like different grade levels down and different groups. So we had it open at lunchtime, and the kids made it, and I took tons of pictures, and then I put them all together like in an Animoto like type presentation. We've done it before where we've put all those together in a flip snack, and so we made like a flippable ebook and showed everybody, and that's such a simple, cool activity to do. I love when the kids start making. I saw the first one this weekend, somebody posted one on Facebook, and I was excited because that's just a really fun, simple activity to do, and it makes something that you can really share that's, you know, cool too, because it's so easy to take some nice photographs and put all that together and really, you know, showcase that for your school. And the same with Poem in Your Pocket. If you've never celebrated Poem in Your Pocket, you know, the whole thing behind that is just everybody has a little poem in your pocket on that day, and you share with anybody who asks. And so our principals and superintendent and everybody, even the cooks and bus drivers and parents that came in, everybody got one. And we just have it where they can either get their own or bring it or write it on a piece of paper. And then we have this big basket of just all kinds of poems that they can pick from too. And everybody always loves that. And it's just a really fun, you know, school, great, you know, team type activity that everybody can do together. And so just a fun, easy day, but it really is something that the kids will remember.
Yes, yes, those things are so important to do, is just small things, but it's usually, I think, the smallest things that are the most powerful sometimes.
Yeah, I think so too.
If there's somebody out there who's maybe interested in National Poetry Month, maybe they've never done anything before, what's one simple thing that you might recommend to them just to help them get started? If they just want to choose maybe one of these activities, which one would you recommend?
Poem in Your Pocket. And also, if you're looking to just connect and have it be, you know, some just nice people that, you know, maybe somebody that has connected a lot and maybe even somebody that hasn't connected before, check out the Google Doc that I sent out this last week and even find this one other school to connect with. And, you know, it can be as simple as just reading, you know, poems back and forth or sharing their poems in your pocket. But I think that's a good, just a good day to kind of start with. And, you know, maybe even just finding somebody else in your district in another building or even somebody in your own building just to have your own little mini, you know, poetry slam, maybe on Poem in Your Pocket Day. So I think that's kind of where all this kind of kicked off, was we really celebrated Poem in Your Pocket Day 1 year, and we always had celebrated Poetry Month, but then we really got involved, you know, doing it a lot more. So I think that's a good place to start.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. Even if it's just another classroom in your building, if maybe you're not allowed to go on Skype, like in my district, you know, maybe if it's just another classroom, maybe, you know, you could set something up on an intranet, like within your district, you know, even something small like that, I think is very impactful and something that students will remember.
Oh, I think so too. Definitely.
Well, Shannon, this was some great information. I think that my listeners are going to take away a lot from this podcast. How can, if somebody has questions for you or they want to talk to you, what would you recommend they do if they wanted to talk to you about either National Poetry Month or anything else related to libraries? Because Shannon is truly a wealth of information.
Well, thanks. Well, you can always connect with me on Twitter, and it's Shannon M. Miller. There's an M in between there. And my email is shannon.miller@vmbulldogs.com. And you're always welcome to email me, too. So reach out. Either of those ways is really good.
Okay, I have all of this information down, and so if there was a lot of stuff thrown out there, a lot of links, so if you are maybe driving in your car or mowing the lawn or doing the dishes or whatever it is that you're doing while you're listening to this podcast, if you're a multitasker like me, you know, don't worry, I've got everything there for you. Just go to elementarylibrarian.com and then click on podcast, and you will find the podcast here with Shannon. So, Shannon, again, I thank you so much for your time. Thank you for sharing your amazing ideas. And get some sleep. Try not to tweet all night long.
It was really fun talking to you. So have a great week.
Okay, thanks so much. I hope you enjoyed today's podcast with special guest Shannon Miller. Again, I thank you, Shannon, for being on the show. I wanted to let you guys know about a few things that are going on elementarylibrarian.com. First of all, I'm working on a new year of library lesson plans for the 2014-2015 school year, and I'm really excited about this. This has been something that people have asked for. These lessons, of course, will be aligned to Common Core and AASL standards, and I am looking over your suggestions very carefully. I appreciate everyone who has taken the time to offer suggestions and input into the new year of lesson plans. Be watching out for upcoming sales that I'll be having from now through the end of the school year. The best way to find out about sales that I'll be having is through your email. Make sure that you're signed up for the Elementary Librarian email list, and I will put a link to that in the show notes for you. I update all of my email subscribers on any sales or any special events that are happening on elementarylibrarian.com, including some email subscriber exclusive things, so you don't want to miss out on that. Also, if you are not following Elementary Librarian on Facebook, Twitter, and Pinterest, I would love for you to do so. We share some really great ideas with all of the different people who come together on social media, and you don't want to miss out on all of the fun stuff that's going on those social networks. So I will also include the links to those social networking platforms in the show notes. Just go to elementarylibrarian.com/podcast16. Again, thank you to Shannon Miller. Thank you to my awesome listeners. You guys are amazing, and I hope that you have a great day.
Thank you for listening to the Elementary Librarian Podcast, brought to you by elementarylibrarian.com.